In the past, these baby universes were considered an intellectual curiosity, a strange consequence of pure mathematics. But now physicists are seriously thinking that our universe might have originally started off as one of these baby universes. Such thinking is sheer speculation, but the laws of physics allow for the possibility of opening a hole in space by concentrating enough energy at a single point, until we access the space-time foam and wormholes emerge, connecting our universe to a baby universe. Achieving a hole in space would, of course, require major breakthroughs in our technology. But again, it might be possible for a Type 3 civilization. For example, there have been promising developments in something called a Wakefield tabletop accelerator. Remarkably, this atom smasher is so small that it can be placed on top of a table yet generate billions of electron volts of energy. The Wakefield tabletop accelerator works by firing lasers onto charged particles, which then ride on the energy of that laser. Experiments done at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in England, and the École Polytechnique in Paris show that enormous accelerations are possible over small distances, using laser beams and plasma to inject energy. Yet another breakthrough was made in 2007, when physicists and engineers at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, UCLA, and USC demonstrated that you can double the energy of a huge particle accelerator in just 1 meter. They started with a beam of electrons that are fired down a 2-mile-long tube in Stanford, reaching an energy of 42 billion electron volts. Then these high-energy electrons were sent through an afterburner, which consisted of a plasma chamber only 88 centimeters long, where the electrons pick up an additional 42 billion electron volts, doubling their energy. The plasma chamber is filled with lithium gas. As the electrons pass through the gas, they create a plasma wave that creates a wake. This wake, in turn, flows to the back of the electron beam and then shoves it forward, giving it an extra boost. In this stunning achievement, the physicists improved by a factor of 3,000 the previous record for the amount of energy per meter they could accelerate an electron beam. By adding such afterburners to existing accelerators, one might, in principle, double their energy, almost for free. Today, the world record for a Wakefield tabletop accelerator is 200 billion electron volts per meter. There are numerous problems scaling this result to longer distances, such as maintaining the stability of the beam as laser power is pumped into it. But assuming that we could maintain a power level of 200 billion electron volts per meter, this means that an accelerator capable of reaching the Planck energy would have to be 10 light years long. This is well within the capability of a Type 3 civilization. Wormholes and stretched space may give us the most realistic way of breaking the light barrier. But it is not known if these technologies are stable. If they are, it would take a fabulous amount of energy, positive or negative, to make them work. Perhaps an advanced Type 3 civilization might already have this technology. It might be millennia before we can even think about harnessing power on this scale. Because there is still controversy over the fundamental laws governing the fabric of space-time at the quantum level, I would classify this as a Class 2 impossibility.